Well, hello, and this is Roam Spirits, a video game-based podcast about a guy and his quest for video game enjoyment. Well, I'm Josh, and here's another episode. Got a lot of things to talk about today. I think today is going to be about kind of the last week or so of video games and how it's gone for me, what it's done, what I played. So let's get right into it. So first off, I want to start about Animal Crossing. Today is Sunday. I went all in the stock market today. So turnips, my whole house. Now I only have three. I have three different rooms in my house, and all three rooms are completely full of something. I got the back room, basically, that is full of junk. My stuff, I guess. You know, I'm starting to get a decent amount of information, decent amount of stuff back there. You know, I like, you know, a lot of different stuff. I got some fitness equipment, but really the main thing for the house is that it's really getting set up so I can go through and have a huge amount of turnips in the house. Now, out in the world, my wife is actually playing a lot, so that means that everything is spotless, everything's done right. We got great, you know, shrubs, we got flowers, we got everything going. I think that we're 4 stars right now as a community. So I can't put my turnips outside, so the only place I can put them is in my house. So later on, you know, I'm pretty close to getting the basement. So actually, no, I think it's going to be the upstairs. Then I might go through and say the whole bottom floor is going to be all about turnips. Upstairs is going to be kind of actually start making it look like I live there. So, but currently, like today, like I said, I'm all in. Was able to go through and fill up every single spot in the lower levels, and so I think that's going to be roughly probably 1.3, 1.4 million bells, and going to pray that it's going to be a decent stock market week. Last week, didn't do too bad, but it wasn't as great as I hoped. You know, I think I sold at 180, bought at 96, so can't complain. So for me, though, the real fun starts here tomorrow. I have always been a big fan of the summertime in Animal Crossing, because I like sharks, I like getting the good beetles. So June starts the fun stuff. So if you're going through today, there is some bugs and fish leaving, you know, but again, for me, May's okay, but June's where the fun begins. And I did like in the old game on New Leaf, where you could go to the island and it's always summer. And I really wish they would come back and do that again, but it's all right. So I just basically in the last game set it up to where I was able to go through and walk around the island multiple times, only catch the sharks, only catch the good bugs, and make those bells. So really excited on that. Really though, tell you what, my wife, what she's done with ours, she has like a Zen garden, she has a bamboo garden. Even when it comes to the campground now, she's even got it. Just, it's crazy. I think I've really, really enjoyed watching her play this game, just to see her creativity. The only thing I'm worried about is when she gets everything decorated, when we get to 5 stars, what's going to happen? Now, for me, she's doing all the work for me, so we're able to get all these gold tools, which means I'm going to be able to go through and get gold roses, and I'm going to make all this bells, and I think she's going to probably hit a point where she's really got nothing else to do. So I think that's the tough part with this. You know, I do think, you know, Animal Crossing Nintendo is going to be good, and they're going to go through and actually continue to update some of these and give us some new stuff. Like, we had the Easter event. Now, I did go into a room that had every single Easter event thing in there, and it was creepy. So I'm not sure what the next one's going to be. Hopefully it's like July 4th or something. We'll see. But who knows? But that was creepy, though. All the eggs, and yeah, I don't know. But so hopefully the next event will go through and keep her going, too, so then she can continue to get the good stuff and then replace what she has. I just think that she's probably going to hit a point where she's just going to stop playing. But so Animal Crossing update, check. Got over a million turnips, dollars in turnips, check. So next week I'll go through and let you know exactly where I was. We are using everything from Twitter to a friend group, you know, where we go through and have some good turnip prices. I'm getting lazy at this point. Even with doing this, I still have about 3 million bells, so it's not going to be a huge deal for me if I make, you know, only double my amount. But if I can get a 600, I'll be pretty damn happy. So update there. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, it's been continuing the grind, and I am working towards Rey, Jedi Training Rey, not the Galactic Legend, because I have only played this game for a while, and I have not spent thousands and thousands of dollars, so that means that I'm going through and still working on my Jedi Training Rey. And so one thing, and the main reason why I'm doing this, is for the guild. And one really nice thing about this game is really that community. You know, the community of different players, they're really strongly for this game. And so right now we have 50 guild members, but I think that's going to change here pretty soon, because there's a lot of people on there, the officers, myself included, that want to continue to get better. And the only way we do that is by using Discord and using some other type of communication. And so right now, when it comes to the team-based stuff, we're doing okay. We win every now and then, but we're not getting all 50 people to join. And so, and we only, I think, have 18 people on Discord. So I've debated on, do I stay with this guild? You know, but there are some good people in there. And so it's always funny with the names, like one guy's name's Proud Squirrel. I don't know. I just, that's just enjoyable to me. I mean, mine's boring. My name's backwards. So, but other people, it's pretty cool that, you know, you go through and you almost develop like a kind of a, you know, like a relationship slash like friendship, you know. And so we're going back and forth. We're talking, you know, it's really enjoyable, especially during this time where we're not out and about as much. And these people I probably would never talk to in general. But, you know, I'm able to go through and message back and forth. So I think that's one really cool thing about these mobile games that have the guilds, have the group setting. You're not really always going against each other. I mean, you can, you have the arena. But honestly, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get better so my guild gets better. So then, as a whole, we have a lot more enjoyment. So that's why I've been working on Jedi Training Rey. I really do think in the raids it's really going to help, because if I can go through and get stronger, it's only going to help the team get stronger, and then hopefully we can all stay together. But I won't lie, I've been kind of debating if I'm going to continue to stay on with this one, because just because I think right now we're about 52. The leader itself, which isn't me, I'm an officer, you know, he wants to go through and kind of purge out a lot of the people. In doing so, he wants to bring in stronger people, but the thing is he's really not as strong as the other individuals, so that's going to be the little bit tougher part. But, you know, in Star Wars, there is really a crunch. I mean, you have to play every day. You have to go through and keep up, get your raid tickets, work what you need to work, so that way your team can go through and get into those raids, and then that's where the real, you know, real fun is. And I've been working for Kenobi, good old General Kenobi, and so we're pretty close to that. Tonight we're going to probably launch another raid, and then tomorrow do it, and that means I'm probably going to be maybe 6 or 7 shards away from unlocking him. And then when it comes to Jedi Training Rey, Old Man Han, finally done. And so I know that they've gone through and lowered the drop rates when it comes to him because of the Galactic Legends, but hey, I'm not going to complain. I mean, he's at 100 now, so he's 7 stars. Old Man Chewie's the only one left. He's holding on. I think today's at 73. I think we can handle 73. That means probably by the end of the week, I'll be able to start to try. And yeah, I've been saving up a ton of gear, getting ready to go for that. So we're hoping that that's going to go well. All right. So Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes update done. Moving on. Disney. Big news in Disney this week. We got Disney Sorcerer's Arena. We have Elsa, and all the people scream Elsa. Now, the thing is this game so far has been really enjoyable but extremely glitchy. I think it was really a surprise when I first started playing it and we didn't have Frozen characters. The movies I liked, especially the first one I really liked, and I don't know, I'm a sucker for anyone that has some powers, and so one of my favorite X-Men of all time is Iceman, so that means basically Elsa is a Princess Iceman, so half of that I like, but the other half, you know, she's enjoyable, sounds great, you know, let it go, and all that fun stuff. But Elsa in this game is going to be a lot of fun, and I think she's going to be really the first meta that's going to be attainable. You know, a lot of the other characters have been really strong, You know, we have Zerg, we have Shan Yu. You know, those are really strong characters. And then we have Maleficent in the game, but currently nobody has her because she's only can be unlocked when it comes to, you know, doing the daily stuff. And, you know, she's going to be, or the challenge stuff. So she's going to be a while. But she really was, in my opinion, the first real meta. But now with Elsa, this is the first real event. And so in Star Wars, you had Yoda. You know, when you have to go through, you have to get a bunch of Jedi to be able to go through to unlock Yoda. So now it's like you have to get all of the, you know, Frozen characters. And so we got Kristoff, Olaf, Sven, Anna, and then all those at 5 stars will unlock a 5-star Elsa, which I think at that point is going to be pretty crazy. We only have 8 more days left of this event, so it's definitely not going to happen for me the first time. But do have Kristoff, Kristoff going through, and I think he's at 3 stars right now. Sven's at 2, almost going to be to 3, and then working on Olaf and Anna. And so Kristoff is actually really cool, and so he goes through and he actually brings out some trolls, and the trolls have some healing ability, but they also, too, they can stack. And so one cool thing about this game compared to Star Wars is that there's only, well, as I know of, I think it's going to be 2 characters, which is going to be ARC Trooper and then Geonosian Brute will actually go through and actually bring out a secondary character. In this game, you know, in Disney, there's a few other ones. So Kristoff actually, I've had up to 3 trolls on one of my boards there, so that's a pretty big deal. I mean, if you get an extra 3 characters, that each character has a set amount of health. Yeah, I mean, if they do an AoE type thing that you can knock them all out, but still, that's a pretty cool thing. Looking at a lot of their stats and what they do, you know, Kristoff, if Anna's there, does better. If Kristoff's there, Anna does better. And then if Olaf is there, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Sven goes through and can assist a lot of different people, so I'm going to go all in on them, not meaning I'm going to spend the $300 to $400 right now to unlock her during this time, but I do think they're going to be good characters to use. And again, I don't plan on being number one in Arena, and I don't plan on spending my whole life savings. Now, if I could go through and use my bells from Animal Crossing and then make it into this game, into real life, and then that would be great. But yeah, that's not going to work, and I don't think my wife is going to allow me to do that, and nor should I. I just think it's a bad life choice. But I'm going to go through and unlock them and get them ready to go, so the next time that the event's there, I will have them ready to go. And I really do think that's the fun part of this game. I did a survey on it, and they asked, you know, what do you like about this? And I said, it's about unlocking these characters. You know, I have always been a big fan of Disney throughout my years. And growing up, we were extremely religious, extremely protective of what we watched on TV. So that meant I watched a lot of Disney and a lot of those type of shows. So with doing that, you know, later in life now I watch everything, but, you know, back then, you know, I can remember re-watching Disney over and over again just because, you know, that's just what we had. So with doing that, you know, Aladdin was always one of my favorite. I grew up a little bit poor. So, I mean, I went through and felt Aladdin a lot of different ways. So I always thought that was enjoyable. Again, you know, pretty fortunate in life now, but going back, I mean, it's just funny how with these characters, you know them, you like them, and, you know, with watching, you know, the last little bit with Onward, again, I got all those characters up to as high as I could go. We have 4 stars going to be for both of the main boys, and then the Rancor is going to be Rancor. Man, I keep on getting that name mixed up with a Manticore. Manticore, she's at 4 stars as well. They're very viable characters, and so, again, am I going to be number one in the arena? No, but it's still enjoyable. All right, so moving on to another update. I played a lot of games this week. I'm going to only talk about 3 as a whole. Then I'm actually going to talk a little bit about D&D, but I started playing Diablo 3 just the other day again, and honestly, the reason why I did was because of D&D. I kind of decided that, you know, I'm going to give this a try. It was one of those games I think I picked up at a garage sale for $5 or $6 and is the Ultimate Edition and has everything in there. So I decided to try it again. And, you know, I put it in there. And after playing it for most of the day, I was very productive. I really, really got into it, and I think I just had to get past the first little bit just because the graphics are so different than what I've been playing. You know, playing Days Gone as long as I have now, you know, I'm used to open world, I'm used to, you know, basically doing whatever I want, and then not have to, you know, grind or even just spam some buttons. And so, really, I mean, Diablo does scratch that itch for this game for sure. And I remember playing Baldur's Gate back in the day and loving it. And so I never played any Diablos before this game. And so I bought this a while back, played it for probably 20 minutes, decided it wasn't for me, sold it somewhere or turned it in somewhere. Then I remember buying it again, trying it again, thinking, I'm going to do this. And, you know, didn't get into it. Decided it wasn't for me again, which is a little disappointing. So again, found it at a garage sale. And I think it's finally stuck. I think I'm going to continue to play this. And the loot in this game is pretty crazy. I think that's what continues to get you continue to play. And, oh, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. You know, because they drop so much good loot. You know, with playing so many games, it seems like now loot is scarce or they don't drop that good of equipment, you know, so really you have to grind just to find the good stuff. Here it seems like I'm getting gold every single moment. I'm getting gold armor, I'm getting gold equipment. You know, I went with a mage just because I think, you know, I don't know, I think I tried before as a fighter or a rogue and I had a hard time killing things, so this time I'm like, all right, I'm going to try a mage, maybe I'm going to enjoy that better. The name I made is actually Dovex. I think it's actually a type of an apple. But I remember way back in the day, now it's been years, I used to write on a blog, and this is a long time ago, I'm probably talking 2000, early 2000s, and I used to write these short stories about, you know, these characters. It's kind of mixed between like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, and the world that I was in was Dovex. And so I decided, you know, bring that back, and I've used it a few different times. I remember in Animal Crossing New Leaf, I think my town was named Dovex as well, so I decided to bring that back as my character. I won't lie, this may be my character for D&D, so as the Dungeon Master, I really didn't get to play too much as my own character, so I think if I end up with a mage or cleric, I'm going to end up probably with that name, so... But was able to do almost the first whole section of the game. I think it was going to be tier 1. And so it was pretty cool. You know, it reminded me so much of Dungeons & Dragons because basically you're going into a dungeon. You're going through. The quests even seem very much like Dungeons & Dragons. So it felt like I was able to play the game while playing D&D. So I don't know. It was pretty enjoyable. I know in D&D there's a lot less... you know, a lot less button smashing, and you don't get to do as many spells, of course, but still, it was pretty enjoyable. So that's going to be my overall the last few weeks, or this last week. You know, I did play some other games, but those are the three that, you know, four actually, that I, you know, went through and had the most, so. All right, so moving on to D&D. I went through and started up our new quest, actually our first quest, our only quest as of right now, able to have two friends and then my wife play. I can't say without, I don't even say this, but I can't tell you how much more I love my wife for playing D&D. And so... I've got her to play video games, and now I've gotten her to play D&D. Like, I don't know. Like, we've been together now for, what is it, 20 years? Close to 20 years? Yeah, almost 20 years. And when I first met her, she did not like anything that was nerdy, and I almost had to hide some of it. You know, like, I also play Pokemon, and I did not want to tell her I played Pokemon, and so I got her to love me, and then I brought out the nerdiness. But... now, I mean, she played D&D, and how awesome is that? So the quest itself, we ended up having a couple warriors, a rogue, and a mage, and, you know, it was a blast. I had so much fun, and I went through and prepped for this, and I wanted it to be good. I just didn't want it to be something that, you know, they hated. There's a lot of pressure in playing this and being the dungeon master. And, you know, I won't lie, I'm like, I was getting sweat beads because, you know, I got to have this good. And so, but one awesome thing, one way I found out is that my friends and my wife are bloodthirsty people. I mean, they wanted to kill everything. Even though, like, I had a secondary character and an NPC that was just, I said he was drunk and in the back of their wagon. So that way, when they went through and did something stupid, he'd groggily wake up and like, I don't think that's a good idea. I think you should probably try this. But, you know, in a lot of ways, the things that we're doing, I mean, it's first level type stuff. So, I mean, we're facing goblins at our lower level, you know, and then if they would have went through and captured them and actually asked questions, instead they're like, kill, cut off their head, cut off their arms, make it where they can't run. I even tried to intentionally say, oh, this goblin put up his hands and he's in a defensive position. If you attack him, he gets disadvantage. You have advantage. Please don't kill me. And they still did. So it really ended up going really well. And I think that was a lot of fun. And so, you know, I don't know. It's just enjoyable. So I'm hoping that as time goes on, I can talk more and more about D&D on here and just really, you know, continue to enjoy it. And so we have first part. We went through, killed some goblins, bloodthirsty characters again. Then we moved on, and it was pretty awesome because one of the people in the campaign, you know, I did my best to say we're on this trail, it's single file, and you can't go next to each other. There's some leaves on the ground, and looks like there is some footprints, goblin footprints around these. And she walks up and she goes, I'm going to use my hands to move the leaves. And of course, there's a snare inside of it. Puts her up there. You know, that was pretty funny. I mean, just because it's the first time playing, it's even funnier. And then we went through, and just about 10 more miles down the trail, guess what? There is more leaves. This time she goes, I'm not going to use my hands, I'm going to use my feet. And so she steps into the leaves using her feet, and then she falls and gets some damage because there's a pit. So that was awesome. I mean, we laughed. It was just, it was pretty crazy. You know, we went through then and they did a really good job. It was a 4-hour long session. I'm going to try to make it to where it's a little bit not as long next time because I could tell in the middle of it, you know, 3/4 of it, you know, I could tell my wife was getting a little bit tired. But by the end of it, it got a lot of fun again. But it was just really enjoyable. And going back to that quest for video game enjoyment, you know, I do think doing that type of stuff makes video games even better. Because, you know, really in the end, D&D was such a big thing, especially back in the 80s. You know, it was just something that was really important to a lot of people. You know, and then now we play a lot of games, and it's based off from D&D. And so, you know, like I said, it was really enjoyable to do that. And I will say that, like I said, it's gone through, and I was able to play Diablo 3, you know, just because of that and being able to go through and do the collecting and the leveling up. It's just enjoyable. So what's on the docket for next week? I believe I'm going to have some good news, hopefully by the end of the week, that I will have Jedi Training Rey. And talk a little bit about her. I've saved up some Zetas as well, so I want to see how she's going to do. She's definitely not going to be an arena character. Yeah, I saw a tier list, and she's probably like, she's not S, she's not A, she's a B tier, which is okay. Continue on with Disney. I'm hoping to go through to get a little bit closer for Elsa, get them geared up a little bit more. Hopefully my guilds in both groups are going to continue to do well, and I'm hoping that by the end of the next week, I'm not frustrated with my main guild in Star Wars. In Disney, I'm not an officer, so there's only one person that's doing everything right now, and so it's good and bad, you know, because I really don't have to think too much. Like, we're doing something today for a tournament, and he set all of our defenses. He went through then and made it to where we really didn't have to do much, so we'll see what happens. So, I appreciate everybody that's listening to this, and again, you know, I'm getting better with it. You know, I've gone through and done some YouTube, some Twitch. This is just mainly for me and my enjoyment, so if you're listening, I appreciate it. I really do. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for anything. But again, if you have something in here, you want to give me some information, give me some comments, hey, how to make this better, talk about this. Why don't you try this game? Put it in there. Send me something, you know, and we'll go through. And I do have a Twitter out there. It sounds so old. Man, I sound old, Twitter. But I do also have that, so emails as well. So if you guys want to hear something, see something, want me to try something, I will. And continue to listen. And so hopefully you'll be able to play something on here or play these and enjoy it. All right, you guys, everybody have a great one. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the week. And, of course, stay safe during this crazy time. All right. Have a good one.